You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Sit there in your heartache, waiting on some beautiful girl to save you from your old ways. You pray for forgiveness, 'cause watch out, here she comes. Don't look a thing like Jesus, but I talk like a gentle soul, like you imagined when you were young. Climb this mountain, I don't know, higher now than ever before, and I know we can make it if we take it slow. Let's take it easy and watch it grow. We're burning down the highway skyline on the back of a hurricane that started turning when you to live when you were young, back when you were young.
So devil's water, it ain't so sweet, don't have to drink it right now. You can go ahead and dip your feet every once in a while. Hey!
Gentle soul, more than you ever know.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. It's Breathe and Bounce, and my name is Michael. And, you know, we don't really like to talk about age too much, right? Age is like a real stupid thing, right? The thing about age, it's like either you're too old or not old enough. People have a hard time finding that spot where it's just right. You know, just the right age. I don't know what that means, just the right age, because my philosophy my whole life has always been age ain't nothing but a number, kind of like the song by the late Aaliyah. But in any event, I think people can make serious change whether they are young or whether they are old. It doesn't matter how early you start, and it doesn't matter how late you start. The important thing is that you do start. Starting is the key. And my guest today is someone who did start early. And then on the second part of the show, we'll talk about someone who started late. So Haley Singer, who's with the Hymn to Hizma, is going to be joining us today to talk about her company that does a lot of retreats and other special events. It's a wonderful thing. I've done some of the events, and I'm very excited to have her here on the show. So we're going to talk to her right after this quick song.
Something's at the edge of your mind. You don't know what it is. Something you were hoping to find, but you're not sure what it is. Then you hear the music, and it all comes crystal clear. The music does the talking, says the things you wanna hear. I'm young, I'm wild, and I'm free. I got the magic power of the music in me. I'm young, I'm wild, and I'm free. I got the magic power of the music in me.
Guest right now is a wonderful young lady, and her name is Haley Singer. She is with Ahimsa to Ahimsa, which is a yoga collective. Haley, welcome to the show today. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks so much, Michael, for having me.
Tell me a little bit about how you got started. You know, what brought you to the mat?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a good question. And the first time I ever practiced yoga, I mean, I probably can't remember the exact first time, but the first time in my memory was my mom inviting me to go to a yoga class at Core Power where everyone pretty much knows Core Power because it's a national franchise.
Right.
And they have like the week free. And so that was just kind of prefacing my journey. Eventually, I had an inkling to get back into it. And I think it's just that I have this craving for the spiritual world. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really, I couldn't have pinpointed that until this point in my life. I didn't really know. I wanted more than just this like societal norm that I was a part of in high school. So I was probably about 15. And I just felt like I always knew that I wanted to be different and that I was a little bit different, but still I felt the pressure to conform.
Right.
And to have certain friends and to wear certain clothes and to do certain activities. But yoga was different for me. And I think I love that it was something unique and it taught me so much. But it was also really fun. And so I got addicted to it.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens to people that are really into it. It's just you do it. And then once you really, especially like for me, it's always been the flow. And once that flow is like, it's just, especially when you're hitting the breath and the movement all at the same time, it's like the greatest feeling ever.
It is.
The name of your company is Ahimsa to Ahimsa. What does Ahimsa mean?
Great question. Ahimsa is my favorite Sanskrit word. So yoga was originally written in this ancient Indian language that is called Sanskrit. And Ahimsa is one of the very first Sanskrit words that is talked about when we talk about this eight-limb path. So yoga is so much more than just the physical practice. We already mentioned the breath, but there's so much more to it. And the very first limb of this eight limbs are five guiding principles. And the first of those five guiding principles is Ahimsa, which means non-harming or non-violent. So because it comes very first, we try to live the rest of our yogic journey through this non-harming, non-violence lens. And so that is what we do at my company. We don't want to harm our bodies, but mm-hmm. we also don't want to harm the bodies of others, mm-hmm. other sentient beings, or the planet itself as a whole. So it's really just about respect and nonviolence.
What made you decide, hey, I want to create my own business. I want to do this. What was the day that this all came to pass?
So if only Emma was here, because this had been, and I love to use this analogy of planting seeds in your brain. And I literally think about, you know, digging a little patch of the dirt and putting the seed in. And so somewhere along the line, a seed was planted that I want to make my own community. And I think a good driver of that was my vegan lifestyle. So when I discovered veganism and that I knew this was a path I wanted to take, I wanted more people to be aware of this community. And I wanted to build, I guess, just build community around this non-harming message that I wanted to spread. And so I felt like a really great way to do that was to create my own community, so to speak, which became a business. And so it was a seed planted in my head that had not been watered, had not been sowed. And when I met Emma, which I've told you the story before of how we met, just really had a great conversation, very like-minded. And I asked her on her first, what I will call friend date, I said, hey, do you want to do this thing with me? I'm thinking about leading yoga retreats and creating a business. And she was like, yes. And so that's how it was birthed.
That's awesome. I love organic stuff like that. It's great. And, you know, and it's been a reoccurring theme we keep talking about on the show here. We talk about just going and doing it. You know, because some people be like, oh, yeah, I have to plan. We have to do this. We have to get an accountant. We have to. It's like, no, you don't have to do that. You just go.
You don't.
Just go.
Yeah. That's our motto. Figure it out along the way.
Absolutely. That's what you do in life, right? You know, you figure it out along the way. You think when you're going outside to get in the car, you need like three people to help you get in the car.
Right.
I don't know, maybe if you're like a Hollywood superstar or something, maybe. But either way, I digress. So you guys met, and tell me a little bit about the first event you guys did.
So the first event was probably our Renora yoga retreat. So Renora is a really awesome retreat center in Waterville, Michigan, which is by Pawpaw Lake. It's a little bit inland of like maybe just northwest of or northeast of New Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So super beautiful area, owned by an indigenous couple. They are, I don't know the proper words to use, but they're really just trying to keep all this land. I think they've got over 400 acres for restoration purposes. So it's a really, it's just a heartwarming place to be. And we found the site, or, you know, I had found the site a year ago even, and I had never done anything about it. And then when Emma said yes, I was like, let's get this book. So we ended up doing a overnight yoga retreat, plant-based yoga retreat.
Mm-hmm. What were the feelings you were feeling when you were planning this?
I was so excited. We had a really great turnout. We had about 20 people there. I was just really excited that people were interested in this thing, because right. you never know how things that are going to be received. And I was so fortunate that the first thing that I did was received so well. And I felt like I received so much from everyone that showed up. But just even in the planning portion, like you're saying, it was probably a little bit of nerves, but I am a go head first type of person. Again, right. figure it out along the way.
Absolutely.
So I don't think the nerves were overpowering. It was more just, I can't wait to meet all these really cool people.
You have some events coming up here. You actually are going to be coming up to McHenry County. You're actually going to be in Richmond on the 18th of August.
Yep. I am going to be doing yoga at a really awesome animal sanctuary that just came into my circle of consciousness maybe 4 or 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a small animal sanctuary called Stardust Animal Sanctuary in Richmond. And they've got, you know, a pig, they've got a horse, they've got a cow or two, they've got some rescue dogs. And the unique thing about them, they're very small, is that they, you know, take animals that no one else wants. So they've got a lot of animals with disabilities. And this whole event that we're doing, we're just going to go do some yoga, tour the place, meet the animals, have a nice vegan lunch. But really the efforts are going to fundraise for their operation, their nonprofit animal sanctuary.
That's
so it'll
awesome.
Be a really cool thing we haven't done
yet. That is so cool.
Yet.
Sounds so yeah. awesome. You also have a glamping that's yep. like, that's the thing right now, glamping, right? People don't go
yep.
camping, people go glamping, right? But get me in here. Maybe I'm just, you know, too old school. I don't know. What exactly is glamping?
Well, Michael, great question. Because I will admit I have never been glamping before. I am someone that really enjoys camping. I love spending time in nature, and I love the intimacy of camping that you really get to connect with your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Glamping, on the other hand, can be described as you have all the amenities of like a 4-star hotel, but you're in a tent. So you've got like a nice king bed with clean linens and a great comforter, perhaps a mini fridge in the room. You know, all these sites are different. So it's very luxurious, and it's like AC and heating and all these things that you do not have when you're camping. So you are still getting to connect with nature, but in
right.
a more luxury, comfortable
that was,
way.
You got, like you said, you got the mini fridge. I don't know if people bring TVs when they go glamping. I would imagine that's a possibility. I don't think you'll do that on yours, but I'm sure other uh-huh. people do.
Yeah, that's exactly it. There's a lot of people that would say, I would never camp. And I say, perhaps, would you try glamping? And it might be, tell me about that. But I think the authenticity of the space is really still there. It is, you've got, again, some couple hundred acres of land, lots of tents spread out on the property, very minimal in terms of like industrialization, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're going glamping, it's very much about preserving the land and respecting the land. And so the impact of the tents and this operation is very limited to what would be the operation of a hotel.
Right.
Perhaps even a little different than if you had some lodges there. So I think, you know, it's still very much in alignment with what we're doing. It just maybe brings a new target market in, which
right.
we are always trying to do, because we want to bring people into this mission to experience yoga and healing and communities. So we do those beer yogas at Pig Minds Brewery right. because it brings a new audience and it's
absolutely,
really cool.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I could just speak to my experience with the beer yoga. I've been to a couple of them now. But yeah, I mean, it's very, very funny when you're like, okay, we're going to go into mountain pose, hold the beer over your head. Now drink your beer. We're going to do Warrior Two. Take a quick sip. And it's like, and one of my friends on Facebook saw this and is like, are you actually drinking the beer? And I'm like, yeah. And she's kind of like a yoga purist. And she's like, I can't do that. And I'm like, hey, you never know until you try, you know? It's kind of fun because I know she'll drink a beer, you know? So it's like, it's very light. It's very fun. I had such a blast doing it both times. It was so much fun. This is awesome. Yeah. If people want to learn more about Ahimsa to Ahimsa, can you tell me where people can find you and Emma and where they can find events that you're producing and things of that nature?
Sure. It's a hard thing to say, and we didn't pick the best name for the business, but it's really meaningful to
exactly.
us.
Exactly. That's all that matters, you know?
Right. So Ahim, A-H-Y-M-N. Two, Ahimsa, A-H-I-M-S-A. So that's the Sanskrit word. Ahim2ahimsa.com. You can find more about our events, a little bit more about Emma and I, and things we've done in the past. And then you can also use that same name on Instagram, Ahim2ahimsa. If you're on Facebook, we are actually, it's a bit simpler. We're AHA Yoga Collective, A-H-A Yoga Collective.
There you go. AHA Yoga. It's like AHA Yoga.
AHA. We like to celebrate AHA moments. So we thought that was a cute thing.
That's awesome. I love it. Yeah. You guys are both so creative. And, you know, like I said, I love going to your events. So much fun. And I apparently look forward to doing, you know, going to more. And who knows, maybe once I get things going, maybe we might have little collabs here and there, you know, and stuff. That would be awesome. It would be. Well, Haley Singer from Ahim to Ahimsa, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Person that's older. I know that I did some things when I was younger. I did have an entertainment business when I was younger, and I obviously had the public access show, but I got away from it. And I got away from it because other priorities came up, like family. And then, you know, obviously other things followed. But although I'm almost 50, I started Breathe and Bounce. And I'm very proud of myself for doing it. We're on our 7th episode right now, and it's really a big deal. So I want to, revisit what I said at the beginning of the show. You know, we talked a little bit about how some people feel they're too young and some people feel they're too old. It's, hard for people to find balance. Balance is a very difficult thing to find, especially when you live a life where you're always on the go, kids, job, family, responsibilities, bills. It can be really hard to remember that balance. It can be really hard to keep yourself on track, which was the reason why I played that last song. But remember, it doesn't matter whether you're too young, and it doesn't matter whether you're too old. All that matters is when you begin, and you can do anything. Haley's in her early 20s, and look at this great thing she's got going on, this beautiful collective she has, this community that she wanted to build. And she's done it. I have found a way to reach out and connect people through two of my biggest loves, radio and yoga. And I have just fallen in love with yoga over the last few years. And I decided to incorporate it into my everyday life. So once again, doesn't matter when you start. It doesn't matter when you start. It just matters that you start. So find your dream and get started and start living. That about does it for this week for Breathe and Bounce. Thank you so much for listening. Be well, be happy, and be peaceful. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. Namaste.